how excited I was to see Madagascar. I went on Thursday night, and then I had to go back on Sunday because I had to see it again. Moses and Millie came on Thursday, and Moses and Millie were going. And so I came on Sunday by myself just to hear it again, and it was just great. So I was really, really proud of you guys. It really was a beautiful, beautiful thing. It was a lot of fun for me, and it was just a great thing to see. On Ash Wednesday, I talked about people slowing down for Lent. And I should have listened to my own advice, because just a couple of days ago, I fell going up the stairs. Did you ever hear of that? And I scraped my knee because I was thinking so much about what I had to do that I wasn't paying attention to going up the stairs, so I scraped my knee. How many of you have scraped your knee on something? Holy cow. Well, then you know what I'm talking about. And it made me think, because I was a doctor before this, and it made me think about what happens when your blood starts coming and your blood clots. And I thought to myself, you know, it takes a lot for your blood to clot. It takes 12 different things from the time you cut yourself to the time your blood clots. There's 12 different things that have to happen. And if one of them doesn't happen, your blood would not clot, and even on a little scrape, you would bleed to death and die. There's 12 things. That's how complex just clotting blood when you scrape your knee, just for it to stop, how complex that is in your lives and in your bodies. And then yesterday, I saw Moses stealing the Easter, chocolate Easter egg cookies. I mean, look up little Easter eggs already. He was digging in the pot and taking them and hiding them and eating them. And I thought to myself, okay, Moses, how does that sugar get digested in you? And I thought about this too. Here's what happens when you've got sugar in your body. There's 8 things that has to happen for that sugar to turn into energy in your body. And it uses oxygen that you breathe, and you end up with carbon dioxide. Everybody know that? When you're letting out, and so it uses your sugar and oxygen, turn into carbon dioxide and energy. But there's 8 things that has to happen. And if you were born with a deficiency in one of these things, your body couldn't make the sugar that it needed for energy. And I thought about just those 2 things are complex in your body and how complex our bodies are. If you want to just walk, imagine the complex things. Your brain has to tell your body has to go move your muscles, and you got to know where you're going so you don't fall down. Even to listen to me and not fall asleep, your body has to do all these complex things. And God is in charge of all those complex things. You're eating, you're digesting, you're walking, you're seeing, you're hearing. All these complex things God is in charge of every minute and every second. We sometimes make our lives complex as well, with our friends, with school, with our family. And we think we get so hard to get things done. We have to do this when we get up in the morning. We got to eat this. We got to put on these clothes. We got to make sure we have the right shoes on, right? I used to have a very special set of shoes that I had to wear, and if I didn't wear them to school, I really felt bad. And I was the one that used to leave them around, so I would have to look for them. So we do all these complex things like that in our lives, and we don't think that God is in charge of that. We think we're in charge of that. And so we work really hard, we get anxious, we get stressed out because we didn't get this done, or we got to get that done, or this friend doesn't like me, or I got to do this, and I got to do that. We're like that with our faith as well. We often make our faith seem like it's very complex. I think of the altar servers and all the things that you have to remember to get the Mass right, right? What if you brought up the wrong things and you did the wrong things? It would look kind of funny. But that's not what our faith is all about, and that's what Jesus tells us today. He tells us today that not only do we have to slow down for Lent, we have to simplify everything. And Jesus simplifies it today because he says, all you have to do is believe in me. That's all. You don't have to do all these different things. You don't have to worry about different things. You don't have to worry about what you're wearing. You don't have to worry about what's going on at school. You don't have to worry about that. All you have to do is believe in me. And in our gospel today, Jesus says that I am God and I'm also a human being. That's why it works. Because you can talk to me because I know what you feel. And I can talk to God because I know what God is thinking. And that's what Jesus says. So what he shows us is this. Here's us. We want to talk to God the Father. And Jesus says to go through me. This is really simple. This isn't really complex like your blood clotting or you eating sugar. Our faith is really, really simple. It's not hard to understand. It's not all full of a lot of steps to do it on. And Jesus tells us today, not only is it that simple, but he actually tells us what God is like. He said, God is like your mother and your father. And he loves you like your mother and your father. Now, how many of you have ever had a fight with your mother or your father? And who was right, your mother or you? You don't have to answer that. That's okay. It's okay to fight with God because you know that he still loves you. It's okay to argue with God when he doesn't give you what you want or you're hurt, your feelings, or you're upset or you're something. It's good to talk to him. And that's what Jesus is trying to tell us. He's like your father and your mother. It's that simple. That's what God is like. He loves you like your father and your mother does. So they know what's best, and sometimes we argue because we don't think they know what's best for us, but in the end, it usually comes out that the mom or dad was right. That's the way it is. And that's the way we have to think of God. This Lent, we only got a couple of weeks left. I want you to make it not complicated. I want you to make it simple. I want you to just talk to Jesus every day. Just talk to him. When you got something that's going on that you're worried about, talk to him. When you got something you're mad about, tell him. Say, Jesus, this is really bad. Talk to him. And I want you to do what Jesus does. He sprinkles kindness to everybody he sees. So I want you to sprinkle kindness to everybody you see. So I want you to smile a little bit more. I want you to be a little bit happier. I want you to worry a little bit less. I don't want you to think of all the complicated things that are bothering you. I want you to simply begin to understand that Jesus told us all we have to do is believe in him and follow him. It's not complicated. God has taken care of everything else that's so complicated. You got hundreds of things going on in your body right now. They're all complicated, but God's in control of that all. So he's in control of everything else that you're doing as well. So for the rest of Lent, slow down, like me. If you would have slowed down, I wouldn't have scraped my knee. And I'm also going to simplify things. Just talk to Jesus. Just talk to him. Talk to him before you go to bed. Talk to him when you get to wake up. Say, how are you? What you doing today? And he'll talk back to you because he shows us that God is like our father and our mother. And there's no greater love than the love that our father and our mothers have for us. So I want you to, for the rest of Lent, to just take it easy. Forget about all the hard things and the things that worry you, and just come to Jesus and just talk to him.